This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. Two colonels in the Libyan Air Force have reportedly flown their fighters to Malta and asked for political asylum after receiving orders from Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi to fire on unarmed demonstrators. Gamma says 2010 worldwide shipments and billings of general aviation airplanes fell for a third year in 2010, but strong GDP growth on a global level and rising corporate profits are good signs for the year ahead. American Airlines has agreed to union terms to recall at least 200 furloughed flight attendants as a condition to hiring 30 brand new ones. The new FAs will have to speak Mandarin Chinese for duty on new service between LAX and Shanghai. Alaska State Representative and mastectomy survivor Sharon Cisna walked away from a flight home rather than submitting to having her prosthesis handled by screeners at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. The U.S. Department of Transportation has assessed a civil penalty of $2 million against Delta Airlines for violating rules protecting air travelers with disabilities. This civil penalty is the largest ever assessed against an airline by DOT in a non-safety-related case. The new version of 4Flight Mobile HD has an in-app upgrade option to 4Flight Pro, which enables geo-referenced approach plates and taxi diagrams. The FAA safety team is working with HAI to expand its highly regarded safety programs from fixed wing to the helicopter segment. The Senate version of FAA reauthorization includes an amendment which would make law the DOT's three-hour tarmac stranding rule. And personal items which belonged to several astronauts will be sold in a space history sale taking place at Bonhams of New York on May 5th. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, longtime ANN contributor Dave Jewell's conversation with Jim Campbell at Sebring about how LSA manufacturers sabotage themselves by missing out on the sales basics. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.